The Gemara Maseches Yevamos, Daf Mem Zayin, tells us that if a person comes to Beis Din to be Megayer, he wants to convert to Judaism, he wants to become a Ger, the Gemara says that Beis Din is supposed to try to discourage him. Beis Din is supposed to dissuade him from becoming a Ger. Beis Din is supposed to tell him how difficult it is to live in our society as a Yid. We're persecuted. We have a very difficult life. There are a tremendous amount of challenges. And we try to dissuade him from going ahead with the Geirus. If after Beis Din gives him this drasha, he still perseveres and insists on becoming a Ger, says the Gemara, then you mekabel him as a Ger, and we accept him with open arms. As I state in Gemara and Yevamos. And the question is, once Beis Din in fact determines that a person who wants to be Megayer is in fact sincere, and he does want to be Megayer for the right reasons, for altruistic reasons, is there a mitzvah to be Megayer this person, or is it only a rishus? Is it only optional? There's no mitzvah to go ahead and go be Megayer Geru? So this is the question, and it's actually discussed in the Rishayin. There's a Tashbetz that assumes as a Dover Poshet that to be Megayer a Ger, that we already determine to be a sincere Ger, is certainly a mitzvah. Certainly a mitzvah. And he has a raya from the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos over there in the Sugyas of Geirus, Daf Mem Vov, Mem Zayin. The Gemara says that we give a Ger Mila, and he also has to undergo Tvila. And the Gemara says that after he's nisrape from his Mila, after he gets healed from the Mila that he undergoes, then molin oisoy miyad, immediately, matbilin oisoy miyad, immediately we go ahead and we give him the tefila. We are toivlim in the mikvah. And the miyad is something that the Gemara is bothered with. What does the Braisa mean when it says that after he gets nisrape, after he gets healed from his bris mila, we go ahead and we give him his tefila miyad? Says the Gemara, this halacha, that the tefila is supposed to take place miyad, immediately after he gets healed from his mila, is based on the concept of shehuye mitzvah loy mashina. Says the Gemara, we're not supposed to delay in the performance of a mitzvah. When you have a mitzvah that you encounter, you're supposed to take care of it right away. You're supposed to demonstrate your chavivas ha-mitzvah. Shvuyeh mitzvah le-mashin. We don't delay the performance of a mitzvah. And therefore, since he has now been healed from his milah, he's ready to go through the next stage of his geirus. So ma'atbil anay semiyan, we don't delay the performance of a mitzvah. We do the tefillah immediately. Says the Tashbetz, you see clearly that the Gemara is assuming that the process of Geirus, if we in fact determine that he's a sincere Geir, is a bona fide mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, and that's why the Gemara is applying the rule of Shehuye mitzvah loy mashino. Says the Tashbetz, I don't know why it's not counted in the Minyan HaMitzvahs as a separate and distinct mitzvah, because this L'chaira is evident from the Gemara that it is a mitzvah, so why is this not Nimna, why is it not counted in the minyan of Taryag Mitzvahs as an independent mitzvah? So the Tashbetz is bothered by this. However, he does assume, as something that is axiomatic, that to give a geirus to someone, to go through a geirus, for Beis Din to be megayer something, is an actual mitzvah, and it's not merely something that is a rishus, something that is optional. There are two primary opinions in the Rishonim as to the possible source for this mitzvah to be Megayer a Ger that we see as a sincere Ger. Number one, there's the Ria Bar Tzaluni. The Rishonim bring down a Shita, and this is the Shita of the Ria Bar Tzaluni, that the mitzvah to be Megayer a Ger is included in the general category of Avas HaGer. The Pasuk says, V'ahavtem es HaGer, that there's a mitzvah to love Gerim. So, as a pashtos, you would assume that this mitzvah only includes loving geirim that have already been determined to be a full-fledged yid already. They already had undergone the process of geirim. And only now do you have the mitzvah to love the geir. Says the Riya Bartzluni, no. Even before you actually have a geir that has undergone the geirim, the mitzvah to bring him under kanfei hashchina, the mitzvah to be megayir, a sincere geir, a person who wants to undergo a geirus and is deemed to be altruistic in his motives, that is included in the general mitzvah of loving a geir. That is the chiddush of the Riya Bartzluni. And the Paiskim are bothered by his premise, and they shteltsu two reasons presented by the Rishonim for the mitzvah of avas hageir, to love the geir. And they say that according to the Rambam's opinion, this shita of the Riya Bartzluni is more easily understood. The Rambam says that the yesod of the mitzvah of loving a geir has to do with the difficulty of a person deciding to elevate his life and the altruistic motives that are involved in a person who rejects the life of being a goy and wants to be nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. Says the Rambam, this person is deciding to have a more elevated life. He's deciding to have a more spiritual life. He has absolutely no obligation to do so. He has no reason to do so. There is nothing in law, in Jewish law, in non-Jewish law, compelling him to become a ger. Nevertheless, he wants to have some attachment to God. He wants to have some association with Rabbi Shalom, and therefore he's deciding to become a ger. That's why there's a mitzvah to love him. The mitzvah of Avos HaGer is based on our chashivus for a person who, under no obligation, decides to have a life of spirituality and reject his previous life that he was enjoying. Now, according to this svar, it makes sense why we should have this mitzvah take effect even before he actually has become a ger, because he's already a person who has rejected the non-Jewish lifestyle that he has been living until now. He's wanting to become a ger in order to develop a life of ruchnius. Therefore, the mitzvah of avas ager already applies when the person is coming to megayir in the first place before actually being a ger. Now, the truth is that the chinuch has a different reason. The chinuch says the reason why there's a mitzvah to love a ger is based on the concept of a person being a person who lives a challenging life. Says the chinuch, a person who is megayir usually has no background information. He's completely new to Yadus, and therefore he has a very difficult time. He's usually a person who suffers more. He's a person who's part of the lower end of society. Says the chinuch, we feel bad for him. He's usually part of the lower levels of society. He has a low status when it comes to the general outlook of people among different sects of Judaism. And therefore, says the chinuch, because he has a more difficult time adjusting to his life, the Torah says, v'havta misager, love the ger. Now, according to the chinuch, this usually only takes effect after he has become a ger. And now he enters Yados, and he's part of the lower ends of society. So therefore, the Torah pashut feels bad for him and directs us to love him, to show him special affinity. This pashtus shouldn't apply before he has undergone the process of gerus, while he's still a goy. And therefore, the Paiskim point out that this chiddush of the Riya Bartzluni would be more understandable according to the sheet of the Rambam. At any rate, this is the first opinion. What is the makar of the mitzvah? To be megayir a ger, v'ahavtem es ager. Love the ger, it includes even a person who is coming to megayir in the first place, who hasn't yet undergone the process of gerus. There's a second opinion, and this is the opinion of the Ravid, and some say the opinion of the Rambam as well. The Ravid says that there's even a bracha that Beis Din makes when performing a gerus. There's a bracha that we make, and that includes the Lashon HaShem K'dishanu V'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu. This includes the Nusach HaBracha that indicates that it's a tzivoy to go and be megayir a ger. And the question is, what is the makar? So some place can say, some Yishayinim are Mavur, that the mitzvah of being Megayir Agir is included in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is performed by demonstrating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's prominence to the other members of society. When you love someone very much, you talk about him to others. You try to spread his glory to others. And therefore, says the Rambam, when you talk about the Rebbeinu Shalom, you make other people try to love him. That indicates your love for the Rebbeinu Shalom. And therefore, according to some Pesukim, that's what the mitzvah of being Megayir Agir is all about. You are demonstrating your love for Hashem when you make other people involved in his love as well. And therefore, says the Rambam, say other Pesukim, that the mitzvah to Megayir Agir is included in the general category of Avas Hashem.